This is Olivia.
Hello. Hi, you said this was Olivia?
Yes. How can I help
Hi,
you?
Hi, I was returning a call. This is John from Local Splash. I received a voicemail. For some reason, I don't have your number pulling up an account with us.
It's probably under Pete's phone number. I can
okay.
do that.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, 386.
386.
804.
804.
1375.
1375, okay. I think I did have you added to it, but for some reason this phone number is not pulling it up. Yeah, Advanced Floor and Wall Concepts.
Yep.
Okay, and it looks like I spoke with Pete last Thursday. Okay, Olivia, how can I help you?
So he just, I guess, you all had discussed a number and he wanted to move forward and just wanted me mm-hmm. to take care of whatever else is needed for that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. He was telling me it was either going to be you or Christine that was going to call me.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah.
I will
gotcha. No worries. Yeah, so I quoted him $299 for a platinum package. It's a first page placement on Google that covers Volusia County and surrounding areas.
Okay.
And then it's going to cover for up to 15 keywords. So
okay, and how long does it last for?
Oh, the pricing structure that I got him is locked in. So he'll keep that deal, but it's a month-to-month deal, Olivia. So we're just going 1 month at a time. And then there's no other... Yeah, it's a flat rate, $299. There's no other charges throughout the month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then cancel and time? Or?
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second.
Is it cancel and time? Or
yes.
How do we
yeah, exactly. Everybody that's on the first page of Google, we want them coming back on their own, you know? We don't want to promote your business, have people calling you about job opportunities if you don't want to be up there, you know? So it's month to month. Fully cancelable, no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We send you a full service agreement in writing, too, so that way you have it documented.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you show that month to month? Or
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I told them we could do an option for, like, a prepay if you guys wanted to, but most people usually start out month to month. And then to kind of like get to know each other, you know. We also want to make sure that you guys are getting good reviews on your side because we don't want to have you up there and then if it's one star and then a bunch of crazy stuff happens. You know? So it's kind of better to start out month to month and then, you know, after a couple months if you guys wanted to opt into a contract. But honestly, he has a good track record. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to you guys if you wanted to do like a 3 or 6 month prepay. I would definitely approve that. It ends up saving you money even at the $299 pricing structure. I believe mm-hmm. for the 3 month, they'll do for like $700. And then they have the 6 month prepay is $1,350 or $1,349 to be exact.
Okay. So it would come out to like $230.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty significant savings, you know. I mean, at $1,350, I believe you're saving almost $500 over a six-month period. And then for the 3 months, you're saving about $200 over the three-month
okay.
period. So most people, I mean, typically they have it for 6 months or a year anyway. But if that's not something you want to opt into right away, you guys could always do that later too. So did you want to take advantage of, like, a contract situation?
Well, I just want to run it by him tomorrow morning, if that works. Is this your direct number?
Yeah. Yeah, you called on my direct line. But, you know, what's crazy is, like, I didn't even see your voicemail until right now. When you called in, it was our lunch hour. So I was out, and then I got back in, and I started working on other accounts. I didn't even see the voicemail that you left. I just saw the
okay.
number and was like, oh, let me call him back.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so the listing actually that he, or wait, hold on here. Let me make sure I'm quoting you properly. Let me look at the notes on this one. I think this one is just primarily, oh, I remember speaking with Pete. He was saying He didn't know how he felt about the site. But you handle that, right? Usually the website and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you build it?
Not the best website in the world by any means, but gotten the job done thus far.
Yeah, I mean, the main benefit to you really is the placement. That's what you want. You know, that's what everybody's doing is they're usually just searching Google and then they pick the top recommended companies that have their Google verification done. But I think he was saying something about having the website remodeled the last time I spoke, because it looks like the package that I had you quoted on does include what's called a My Site. So it's like an optimized landing page. I'm looking at your site right now. It's kind of like an upgrade to it. Not saying that this one's bad or anything, but I actually made him that offer at no additional cost. It was part of like a promotion. Here, let me actually show you. Can you just give me 1 second? Sorry, I'm going to get you the pricing. Yeah, so you can actually see everything. Because this is a package deal that I offered him at $299. It's not just the first page placement. Here.
Okay.
That's the major benefit, right? But there's other things that we would be doing for you.
Okay,
where did it go? Okay, there you are. Right. Going to add you in the cell phone category, partner. Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw the profile right now, because I remember speaking with him, but sometimes, you know, I try not to pester anybody.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
To get back, I've had.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, better late than never, always say. All right, so where is there it is. Okay, so yeah, you guys would have this pricing structure. Okay. And so the package that I actually offered him is called the Platinum Package Bundle. So the Platinum Package Bundle, it's an A to Z marketing strategy. It's actually our most popular package for new businesses, usually, because it's almost like you're starting from scratch. It comes with a landing page. It comes with Facebook ads. You have Bing Local, so you're a top option on Bing as well, not just on the first page of Google. And then there's a popular directory submission that you'll normally see from like SEO companies. So it's things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We basically would complete your whole online business profile with the exception of anything that you're already using. We don't want to create any duplicates, but we just want to kind of fill the holes. So you guys will have multiple ways of generating leads, even though most of the calls would come from the Google placement. But he seemed like this was something that he wanted to use to kind of like replace the Home Advisor by Angie's program. Are you guys still doing that?
We have it temporarily turned off right now.
Okay. Yeah, he said it was like a pay-per-lead service.
Yeah, which is stupid. Because it was regardless of if we got the lead or not, you know?
Yeah, pay-per-lead, not pay-per-job, but they make it seem like it's pay-per-job, right?
And our secretary girl set it up, and I just, you know.
And all of a sudden, you guys got a big bill. No, I know. When I started working here, they were actually called Service Magic, like that's like 12 years ago. But then they actually got shut down, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014. But it's crazy because the Federal Trade Commission has been all over them ever since that day. Like if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's like a bunch of crazy stories like that. And almost everybody that I hear that uses Home Advisor or Angie's, because they bought Angie's List in 2017, so it's the same kind of company, they all tell me the same thing. Like they get sold on this idea. So like don't beat up the – I don't know if it was Christine or whoever signed up for that, because they really do like sell it to you guys almost like – oh, it's pay per job, you know? So it sounds like a great deal. But then later they're like sending them and charge you. Send them, charge you. And then they don't refund anybody from the stories that I've read. They just kind of give you like a service credit or another lead. And then, you know, a lot of people are going backwards, put it that way, and before they go forward. So, but it sounded to me like he wasn't really sold on that idea either. Like I actually notated the account and was like saying that, we would have to do like a name, address, and phone number audit. And I try to do that with everybody that used that system in the past. So that way, like, if people are looking up your business name, they're not seeing that HomeAdvisor listing and accidentally clicking on it, and then they get turned into a lead and sold to your competitors instead of just being able to call you guys directly. We would do that for you guys too, though. The name, address, and phone number cleanup, the Google verification, those would all be the first steps. We usually charge a setup fee for that. You'll see in the fine print, it's $299. I got the setup fee waived for you too. So I'd actually be saving Pete about $600 on the initial investment on all of this, and then $300 every month moving forward, because you guys would keep that platinum package indefinitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So pretty big savings, I mean, for the value of it. The kind of work that he does, I'm really confident each month, you know, the first job we bring in is going to put him in a profitable situation. So it should be self-sustaining, and those numbers should be good enough to keep you guys coming back each month. And happy.
Okay. And what do you need from us to get started?
Well, I would need the information that creates the Google business profile. I could do that with you, and then we would just secure the first month's payment. I would also need to schedule a client interview at a time that would be good for you guys, where we can interview either him or you or Christine, whoever would be handling it moving forward. That way we're listing you for like the right services and the right areas, and get a general idea on how you want the site to look and those things. So.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy process. We walk you through it, make sure everything's working, because we're not going to get paid if you guys aren't getting paid and it's not working, you know? So, is this something you want to jump on board with?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So is Pete short for Peter?
Yes.
Okay, I just have him as Pete. I'm going to add him as the primary, and then I'll put you and Christine as like a manager/co-owner section, so you still have the ability to make changes to it. What's his last name?
R-O-S-A-C-E.
R-O-S-A-C-E. Okay. And then what's your last name, Olivia?
S-L-E-E-N-O-R.
S-L-E-E-N-O-R.
No. F as in Frank.
Oh, okay. It's Fellner? F-E-L-L?
No, Fleener. F-L-E-E-N-O-R.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong. Okay. I put E-L-L instead of L-E-E. God, I hope I'm not developing some dyslexia. That would be bad. All right.
it's not the last name I realized, but unfortunately it's married into, so I'm stuck with it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that happens. Love will do crazy things to us, won't it? And is this number the best phone number for us to contact you directly?
Yes, and okay. Best business phone number as well.
Okay, so the 1375 is actually going to be the secondary line of contact. Do you want the customers to call you directly?
Correct.
Okay, let me adjust this. All right, and then for the Google verification, this is how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. They send you a postcard in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
So here's my concern with that.
Mm-hmm.
With the physical address.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our office is not, like, okay, so we have a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big warehouse, but it's an unmanned warehouse. So, you know, we wouldn't want really customers showing up to the warehouse expecting to.
Oh, easy fix. Yeah, I can hide the address for you. It's just for us to send the PIN verification. So I just need the little 5-digit number on the back of that card. If there is any issues with it coming through via the mail, we also have like a paper form that I'm going to send to you that you could fill out for Google verification.
Oh, no. And then, mail is fine. Mail is fine.
Okay. All right. What's the mailing address?
1110.
Mm-hmm.
South Riverside Drive.
New Smyrna?
Yep.
Okay, I got it. Okay. And that's 32168.
Yeah.
Okay. Save. Yeah, I'll hide the street address. So on the listing, it'll still have city, state, and zip on there. And the good thing is, like, the name, address, and phone number audit will actually go through and remove the street address from the other platforms, too.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so you're good. And then I noticed the business name, the way we had it and the way it was published on other platforms, it was all caps. Like it was Advanced Floor and Wall Concepts LLC. Was that intentional, or did somebody do that like along the line and it just kind of stuck?
I'm not really sure, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it will make it stand out on the first page. I mean, it looks a little bigger, takes up a little more space, but... Yeah, it looks totally fine. And having the LLC on there definitely helps, too. But I just had to ask in case it was a typo. I want to fix that.
Okay.
All right. And we could always change that, too. That's not a problem. If he does decide or you guys decide you want it to look different once it's up there. Okay. And then you own the domain for the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll attach that. That's what it was, right? Same domain, but the my site. Okay, I gotcha. And then what's the primary business email address where I can send you everything in writing because of the way I have the pricing structure set up for that platinum package? And then I'm also going to send an invoice receipt so you guys can write it off later as a business expense.
Yes, advance with a D attached, like on the business name.
Okay.
F as in floor.
Uh-huh.
W as in wall.
Mm-hmm.
C as in concept.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. So it's floor, our advanced FWC at gmail.com. Okay, Olivia Fleener, primary. I'll put Peter as secondary. You do a lot of the client facing. You deal with the customers, and he kind of does the work.
We kind of tag team everything. We both kind of do bids and things like that. We both kind of do all the same things. Basically.
Okay. I actually remember him saying something like that too. But the reason I was asking was because of the hours of operation. A lot of times it's not so much like work hours, but it's like call hours. Like there's a little red and green icon that'll tell them you're open or you're closed.
Yeah, let's do 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go ahead and put it through. Let's put 7 to – go ahead and put 7 to 6.
7 to
you
6?
Put 7 to 7.
Okay. Yeah, because it's phone calls, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fine. I mean, I have my phone on me all the time. I answer calls anyway that late, so.
Yeah, they're good calls to get, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure you won't mind.
Yeah, because it's, you know, usually then I can get somebody out there, like, the next morning if I get, you know.
Yeah,
like,
that's what most of it is. I try to say that to my clients all the time. They're like, oh, is it work hours? I'm like, eh, not really. You know, you'd want people to still be able to call you even sometimes Saturday and Sunday because they're not really anticipating you coming out that time. You know, it's more like you're going to schedule
guys are not going to want to go out that late, but – we could at least get it on the books for first thing the next morning, which is pretty, I mean, unless it's like a major emergency, that's typically going to be okay with people.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have some emergency situations though too, like if there was like a plumbing problem that kind of destroyed the floors or walls or something.
Yeah.
Okay. But so you want to go 7 to 7 Monday through Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. So, and then I'll go Sunday close. At least that way you get at least some day to breathe.
So why don't we do on Saturdays? Why don't we do more like a 7 to, yeah, like a 7 to noon or something like that?
Okay.
Or either like 7 to noon or 7 to 2.
Yeah. Or you need maybe even 8, give you a little time to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go 8 to 2?
Yeah, 8 to 2.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, that looks good. Okay, 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 2, Sunday closed.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Perfect. All right. And then, so I got the profile set up.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you the form for the Google verification. You got to fill this out, send in, like, the license, insurance, everything.
Okay.
All right, let me get that over to you. Okay, and then while we're waiting for that to come through, it's going to come text and email. What's a good time tomorrow to do the client interview?
Do you just need me or do you need him here too?
It sounds like you got a hang of it, you know? But, yeah, I mean, if we run into any questions where we really need him, we could always call him at that time or, you know, I can take his number and just blow him up a little bit until we get the answer. But it's really easy. Like, it's all set questions that we have that just kind of walk you through it. It's like kind of like a questionnaire.
Let's see here. So tomorrow we could do, you're in California time?
Yeah, so I should have said that. So it's 10 to 7, anytime between 10 and 7.
10 and 7 my time.
Yeah, Eastern Standard. Mm-hmm.
And how long is it going to take?
30 to 45 minutes usually, but we ask for an hour window. So we ask for like a 7 to 8 or 8 to 9, 9 to 10. So that way, if the call goes over, you have extra questions, we have time to accommodate you guys.
Okay, let's go ahead and do 10 to 11.
10 to 11, okay.
Is that
I'm going to send you... Yeah, that's perfect. It's 7 a.m. here. They'll send an automated text message like 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. And if something does pop up in your scheduling, just let us know at that time. Should come in about 9 o'clock your time. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And you will see some of the stuff come across as Peter. We originally had Peter on there, so you'll see the client interview invitation will come across probably as Peter.
That's
Peter.
Totally.
Okay, and then like the service agreement, even though we're sending it to you, and it'll be forwarded to the advancedfwc@gmail.com, it does have his name on it, so.
I mean, he is still the boss, that's totally fine.
Okay, yeah, but it sounds like he trusts you to handle it, you know, that's pretty much what he was telling me. He's like, oh, I'm going to have them.
Well, he is my dad, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's mean too, but I'm just going to spare you.
What was that?
I said we trust Christine, too, but I'm just going to spare you.
There's been some time.
Just a
oh, wait, what happened? I'm sorry.
I said, great, it's just a bit much.
Yeah. Is she your sister?
No, she's like secretary.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. I can understand that. I think
she's
for you,
she's really... let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I'm sure she has good intentions, but I'm sure for a daughter and then having your dad's best interest at heart, you know, there's going to be some times where she probably rub you wrong, I would imagine. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, yeah, what are you really getting at? It's kind of just your protective instinct, too. Like, even though he's your dad, you still kind of, like, that's my dad, I'm going to look out for him with these girls.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, so I got your business profile set up, client interview scheduled, that's between 10 and 11, and then just got to secure the first month's payment, and I will send you the outline of the service agreement in writing. We'll have you sign off on that, and then you're basically good to go until tomorrow. Oh, before we do the payment, did you get the Google verification form?
In email?
I emailed and texted it to you.
I got it, yeah.
Okay. It's super easy. Like, you can just kind of, like, upload files, take a picture of the license, take a picture of the insurance, or if you already have them on a phone, send them over. That will actually go to the Google headquarters for your Google verification, so that's not going to be published anywhere for anybody to see, but there will be a badge and a check mark on the business profile on Google that lets the customers know that you guys are verified contractors. So that way they can have the peace of mind of just kind of calling you and hiring you off the first page.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So do you need to do that right this second, or can I do that just before the call tomorrow?
No, yeah, you have time. I mean, usually that gets done after the client interview. Sometimes my guys take like 2-3 days to pull together the paperwork and get moving, but the sooner the better.
Yeah, no, I have everything. I have something I need to finish today, so I'll do that tomorrow. That's okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, because the Google verification has to be completed before we publish everything, so it's very important.
Yeah, no, okay. I could do it. For sure, no problem.
Okay, sounds good. All right, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can just do it on card.
All right, and is this one going to be under Pete's name, your name, business name?
It's my name and the business name on the card.
Okay, perfect. I want to make sure this matches up, so that way when you guys get your write-offs going. Actually, I'm just going to put the business name on it. So it just says Advanced Floor and Wall Concepts LLC.
On the card?
Yeah.
It's actually Advanced Floor and Wall.
Okay. No Concepts LLC. I guess that makes sense. It's kind of long.
It says like my name and then Advanced Floor and Wall under it. So let's just see if it works with Advanced Floor and Wall.
Okay. There you go. make sure I update this. And you said the last name is F-L-E-E-N-O-R or E-R?
F-L-E-E-N-O-R.
Okay. Sorry, I went to a billing page and then I didn't have the settings there, so I could just read it off. And then the billing address is going to be the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, the 1110.
Yeah, South Riverside Drive?
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's 4246.
4246.
Yep, 3153.
3153.
4600.
4600.
7550.
7550. Okay, and then the expiration date, month, and year?
12 of 28.
12 of 28. And then there's a three-digit code on the back.
I know, and I need to... Let me see if I can remember this really quick, because I had a picture of my card because I gave it to one of the guys this morning.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I might have it saved somewhere here. Just a moment.
No worries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just coded it all out. What did you say the expiration date, month, and year was again? Looks like it saved the other portion.
Expiration date, month, and year.
Okay.
It's 12 of 28.
Okay. For some reason it switched to January of 20 for some reason. 12, 28. Okay. And then I'm ready for that three digits when you find it. Yeah, it codes it all out, so all I can see is it's a Visa ending in 7550 now. Okay.
I think I might have it in a picture.
Usually pictures are the front, you know? Like the back is kind of, that one's tough. I have a couple of cards like that where it's like I remember some of them, but then I confuse them, you know, because of the 16 digits. I confuse them sometimes. I put like, I have a credit card that has a different one code, and then I have one that's like just a debit and credit through Schools First, has another, and I mix them up. I mix them up, yeah.
Can
I try to leave them with my wife.
Oh. Could you just try 477. I think that might be it.
Okay. I could try to process it. Here, I'm going to try to process it first before I go through the voice verification just in case. Let's just see if it'll decline or not. Platinum package. Oh, it's asking me to adjust this. Okay. So platinum bundle, $299. I'm going to include the site and still do all setup processes. Audit, name, address, phone number, cleanup. Okay, so we have the 70. Okay. Employee ID number. Okay, there we go. Got your pricing structure. Okay, save. Okay, that's an indefinite discount. We could always upgrade you guys to, like I said, if not a contract, you can always do like Google Ads or Google Guarantee later. I guess that's something I can kind of walk you through in the future. Usually want to have like at least 10 Google Business Profile reviews and 2 months of local listings under your belt before they'll qualify you or make you eligible for Google Guarantee, because they're basically giving every customer, it's a paper lead service, and they try to encourage them to go with you guys by telling the customers we'll insure the job ourselves, like the Google headquarters will, for up to $2,000 of damages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something to grow into. You'll see those guys there right at the top. It says Google Guaranteed next to their name, but it is pay per lead. It's a lot. Oh, yeah. No, the decline that came back is CVV2. So that's actually the CVV number on the back.
But I give it to you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Oh. Yeah, they usually want to secure the payment before doing the client interview. Client interview is like set for first thing in the morning.
Because I texted Mark. I'm not going to be able to make it back to the shop to get my card, and that's where it is. So could we just maybe push the call back then, and then you could call me in the morning and get the payment?
Yeah, that'll work too. Or, like, if you get it, prior, because we're still here for the next, like, 50 minutes. You could always call in if you get it.
I won't get it.
Oh, you won't get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to drive and go get it.
Oh, you have to actually drive over there. I thought somebody was texting it to you. My bad. Okay.
No, I was hoping he would still have it, but he left it in the office of the shop, and I'm at the regular office.
Ah, real responsible.
So I'm just getting it in the morning.
Yeah, no problem. So what I'll do, I'm going to move it just to the 11 to 12 slot.
Well, no, I can't do that because I have an appointment at 11:30. So I would need to move it to I would need to move it to 1 p.m. or later.
Oh, okay. Okay. What time should I call you in the morning?
No, you can call me at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, but the client interview, you want to do that 1 to 2?
Yeah, because I can't move it to about 11 o'clock because I have an appointment at 11:30.
Okay. No problem. You have the Google verification form. The when the payment does clear, you're going to get an outline of the agreement all in black and white. So as I mentioned earlier, it'll have all the products and features in there, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. So the billing date's going to be adjusted. Your start date's going to end up being tomorrow, the 28th, and then it'll be set up to renew each month on the 28th, but you'll keep that pricing structure $299 as long as you're with us. And then the cancellation policy, just for full disclosure, it'll also be in your service agreement, but you guys can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We just want you to let us know before the next billing is due if you are going to stop it.
Okay.
Great. All right. So look out for that. If anything changes or you have any questions prior to then, just call in. I'm actually going to resend you my direct number and extension too.
Okay, perfect.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, assuming everything goes correctly. Enjoy your evening, and then I will be speaking with you in the morning, first thing. I might get my coffee first. I ain't going to lie. I love my coffee. I got to have it. I got 2 kids at home. They do not let me sleep, so it's like I need, like, that good 10, 15-minute buffer of just, like, let me get my coffee, and then I'll talk business. All right. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.